That's right. Good morning, Brian Mazurowski, Joe Beamer here on WBEN. Hope everyone's having a good day out there today. It's a special day here on WBEN, our annual SPCA Radiothon today. You can give a call, 873-SPCA. Make your holiday gift right now. Or for more information, go to yourspca.org or WBEN.com. Just follow the links. Become an angel for the animals and make a donation. Help support a great cause. I mean, they do everything at the SPCA. Helping pets, vet services, including wildlife pet services here in Erie County, helping out a whole lot, helping out a lot of people too. People who have problems with their animals, looking for a new animal. Today's a great day also. Half off all adoptions at the SPCA if you are looking for a new animal.
Great work the SPCA does. Always good to have them. Always a good day, the SPCA Radiothon, and we'll be bringing you stories and all that stuff throughout the day.
So I want to know, a lot of people love their pets.
Oh, yes.
And I love my pets, too. But I love my dogs. See, that's the thing, Joe. I cannot imagine liking another animal in my house that wasn't a dog. Even a cat. I'm not a cat person.
No.
They're fine. But not for me in my house. So I can say I'm an animal lover. Really what I mean is I'm a dog lover. But I'm wondering for people out there, maybe you've got your animal from the SPCA, maybe not. There are a lot of strange pets out there. What is the strangest pet that you have had or that you have seen somebody who has had? When it comes to unique pets, we all know our cats and dogs. They're beloved here in Western New York. But I feel like there's a lot of people out there, and we see it all the time in the news, who have unique pets.
Yeah.
And what is that, and why do you love your unique pet? I'm interested in that today.
Can I just say about cats? You know, I grew up with cats, cats and dogs we had in the Beamer house, and I never got having a cat. Like, the cat hides from you. The cat doesn't like most people that walk into your house. A dog will run up, you know, greet you at the door. That's one of the best parts of coming home, is opening the door and the dog running up. And so someone is excited to see me. You know, I love that. I love that no matter when. When I come home in the afternoon, when I come home from the gym, anytime I walk in that door, the dog is excited to see me, runs up to me, you know, barks a little bit. I love that. I love a living thing excited to see me. I will say the weirdest pet, it's not the most exotic pet, but the weirdest pet that I've seen someone have, and by see, I mean, you know, not on TV, not a story online, actually seeing the pet. My sister's neighbors have pet chickens. No, not chickens that they eat. They don't get eggs from these chickens. They just have pet chickens for the sake of having pets. They're vegans, so they don't eat anything from the chicken. It's literally a pet.
What do they do with the eggs?
It's not a chick. It's not an egg-making chicken.
Aren't all chickens make eggs, though? A rooster wouldn't.
Yeah. Okay, I don't know what they do with the eggs then. I'll have to ask my sister.
They like burn them? I've heard of a chicken as a pet, but usually it's like it doubles as a pet and where you get your eggs from.
Yeah.
I feel.
My only experience with this chicken was obviously being in my sister's backyard, and it just runs around the yard. It doesn't seem like it runs up to anybody. I don't know. To me, it's a weird pet to have, but they have pet chicken.
On our text board this morning, you're getting pushback from the cat people. I'll say I'm not like a cat person, but they're fine. They're all right. They're not for me in my house. Yeah. Someone's saying your cats don't like loud people, Joe, so that's why.
That's why. I mean, hey, my parents growing up, we had four cats, not all at the same time throughout my growing up. Four cats, two at the same time, but not all four at the same time. And you know what? Hey, they're nice around the house. They liked my parents. The texter might have a point. The cats never liked me.
And I will say this. There are cats. Not every cat is. Most of the cats I know are like run away from you cats, hide cats.
Yes.
You don't really see them that much. Right. But there are plenty of cats who do. Somebody texting and saying playing fetch,
scratching
opening doors.
Furniture.
My mom taught her cat to go in the toilet.
Now that's amazing.
It wasn't that hard. Now and then it kind of fell apart and they do the litter box now.
Okay.
But that cat was going in the toilet for a little bit.
Hopping on the toilet, because cats don't like water.
On the toilet seat.
So they got to make sure that they're getting...
Like there's a cat trainer that you can use and just went in the toilet. That's amazing.
Yeah.
A dog, good luck with that.
Yeah, no. I'm fine. But you know what? I love walking the dog. You know, like I walk my dog multiple times a day.
There's a difference between walking and picking up after the dog. I thought you were going to say I love picking up after my dog.
Well, I have to when I'm walking the dog because I don't.
Yeah.
I don't have a yard to let the dog out into. But I love that. You know, you get some fresh air, a nice walk in. Your dog loves it, wagging their tail through the whole walk. Good times. Someone put hermit crab. I did have a pet hermit crab as a kid, and it attracted a lot of little flies around it.
Really?
Yeah. Not.
Is that a thing?
I don't know. Maybe it was the way I was keeping it. I really enjoyed it. This was like when I was, you know, six. We brought it home from the beach. It was awesome. I loved it. But we did have a little bit of an issue with flies around it.
Oh, that's interesting. 803-0930. What is your most interesting pet? Or maybe you want to defend cats against Joe here. 803-0930 to give us a call or on our Volkswagen Orchard Park text board. We'll go to Carl. All right, Carl, most interesting pet you or someone you know has had?
I had a pet capuchin monkey for about 11, 12 years.
A pet monkey. Now, is this like the monkey from Friends?
Yes, exactly.
What is the benefit? How did you come up with the idea, first off, of having a pet monkey?
Well, my girlfriend, we lived together for a very long time. She always wanted a pet monkey, and she said, you know, I want a pet monkey. And I said, okay. So we drove up to Oklahoma, and she bought one, a nice, small, little baby pet capuchin. The same, you know, like on Friends. That one, I think, had the white face. This was the more of a cinnamon-looking capuchin. And he was a little tiny infant, and we brought him home. And I have to admit, it was absolutely wonderful. I loved him. Absolutely.
It's got to be cool to have that pet monkey. I'm wondering, like, what was it like living at home with them? I know what it's like living with my dogs. You know, they want me to pet them. You know, he'll put his paw up on my lap or something like that. And there's the mischief that happens. What does that look like day to day with a monkey? And I'm especially interested in the monkey mischief.
Well, I used to pretty much do everything with them. I had a Harley Davidson chopper, and I had a helmet that had gorilla fur on it, and he would stand on my shoulders and reach around and hold my helmet, and then stick his head up above the top of the helmet and watch where I was driving, and it was almost like a baby gorilla holding a gorilla's tummy almost. The helmet was perfect, and it was very odd. And when you pull up to a red light and you hear all the door locks popping down because there's a monkey standing on some guy's shoulders at a red light, and it was very entertaining. We did everything. We'd take long walks together. We'd go to state parks together down here in Texas, and you know, everything with him. He was really, really wonderful. And what was interesting is, unlike a dog or a cat, he never had bad breath or anything. He never threw anything vile like you hear monkeys do. I mean, he was charming. I'd watch TV in the evening, and he'd curl up on my stomach and suck his thumb and just look at me with his little eyes as he'd fall asleep. And, you know, you have to spend a lot of time with him. They're just like a child in a lot of ways. And he was very smart. And I would hang out in the front entryway sometimes with him so we could, you know, look out the door and see what was going on outside. He was smart enough to actually dig into my pocket, pull out my key ring. He could figure out which key would work the deadbolt. He could plug it into the lock and actually retract the bolt from the front door. So
that's pretty cool.
You have to the caging is really important because monkeys are very smart. They can figure a way out of almost anything.
That's cool and scary at the same time. Hey, Carl, thanks for the call. And that's interesting. A monkey, a pet monkey, that would be an interesting pet. And if you knew somebody who had that, I don't know how I would feel going over. I get weirded out sometimes by other people's strange pets.
Yeah.
Like I said, dog rodents. Lover. I don't know if I'd call myself necessarily all animal lover. Rodents would be up there.
Like usually, a pet rat? I'm trying to get rid of rats.
Yeah. Usually you are.
No, but if...
Oh, I'm like... That's a,
it, that came out... That's bad. That came out wrong. But if I saw a rat in my apartment, I would freak out. But there are people who wake up with a rat in their house every day by choice.
Yeah.
And there are some that wake up to a rat in their house.
That wouldn't
by,
be me.
By not choice, but by choice.
Those can be in their cage, like away, if you have people over. The pet bird, like that's another one. It's not necessarily for me. No. I don't like things flying around the house and too much commotion for me.
I hear birds are really dirty, too.
I couldn't say. I have no idea.
Yeah.
No. But it's just not for me. A person on our text board, I cannot believe this, says, I had a sugar glider, like a flying squirrel. They said they brought it everywhere, had a leash that would stay hooked on. I mean, come on. No way. A squirrel. Hermit crab. Someone saying a hermit crab so big its shell was the size of a softball.
I saw that at the beach this summer in, you know, the cage of hermit crabs that they're trying to sell. And it was like the shell was breaking. It was so big, but there was no other bigger shell for it to move into. I kind of felt bad for it.
And then someone saying they have a duck. Okay. I could see in the pond. Wouldn't the duck fly away? Animals like that, I'm always curious about. Like, how do you keep a duck?
Well, the zoo keeps them.
Yeah, but they're enclosed. Like, it's a whole thing. It's a zoo.
Yeah.
I'm not about to have a tiger. Like, the zoo can have things that I can't.
I don't want a pet of something that I eat, though. Like, I like to eat duck. So I don't want a pet of something like, ooh, you know, a little short on funds this week. I'm going to cook my pet
really?
Duck.
I cannot see you taking a live duck.
Okay.
You get, and turning it into
you
a
get
meal.
Get the point.
I could not see that actually happening.
Are you saying I couldn't?
No, I'm not saying you couldn't. I'm just saying I couldn't picture it.
You got to take the feathers off.
Yes, that would be a start.
Yeah.
You got to do a lot of things.
I couldn't do it. I couldn't. Yeah, I couldn't do the killing part of the duck. I couldn't do that.
Someone says ducks are the smelliest that you've ever had. I mean, the dogs get smelly sometimes.
Dogs get smelly. Cats have litter boxes. Those
get smelly.
Smelly
sometimes, though. That is another thing with the cat. Like, why a cat is not in my house. Like, it goes in the litter box and then it walks all over the house. I don't want that.
Right, yeah.
There's something to me. It's not. And you could say the dogs are walking outside. They're mud. And then they plop on your bed. Listen, I understand. It's true. It's, like, very hypocritical of me. The cat thing, I just, no thanks.
Here's the thing. I'm not a cat guy. But you know what? There are people that love their cats. Nothing against that. I'm just saying, all dogs, okay, most dogs, 90-some% of dogs will greet their owner when they walk in the door. You cannot tell me 90% of cats greet their owner when they walk to the door. Most people, I go to their house, they walk in, their cat vroom, darts upstairs.
My dogs don't really. It depends on the day. Well, my one dog will be at the door, but she just wants to go outside. She runs right past me, gives me no attention, and just goes outside when I come home every day. My other, it depends, normally will greet me, hang out, how you doing, before going outside. Sometimes won't even just, if he's taking a nap, it might be a while. I'll have to give a whistle.
But your dogs do acknowledge you on a daily basis.
Oh, yes.
I don't think all cat owners can say that about their cats.
No. But I will say to the one person who texted in that the cat chooses you, I think that's probably more important for a cat than a dog, that you have to match the personality of a cat and you might get a good idea of what that personality is when you are picking out the cat. Some people are perfectly fine having that type of cat that they rarely see. Some people want a cat that's almost like a dog in the way that it acts. I think you can kind of feel that out and bring home the right cat.
If you want to take care of a pet that you barely see, get a fish. Get a fish tank.
But it's not the same thing at all.
Well, the fish don't run away.
Cats are nice. I mean, you have a pet that's, it's not a dog, but it is a pet. You can pet the cat, you know, curl up on your lap, do all these sorts of things. And low maintenance to the point where you can leave the house for
that is
a day
true.
Or two
yes.
and not worry about them.
Yeah, a dog you can't leave for more than a few hours.
I mean, that is a big...
You're right.
I think that's a big
that's
reason
a plus.
Why someone would go for a cat.
That's a plus. Speaking of fish, I am a huge fan of the fish tank. We had fish when we lived in Orchard Park. I wish we would get another fish tank here in Williamsville. I am a huge fish tank fan. I like watching them swim around. You put the light on at night. I'm a fish tank fan.
No, I'm not a big fish guy. And fish are probably more high maintenance than cats.
Yeah, you got to clean the rocks.
Feed them every day.
You got to feed them every day. You got to clean the rocks out. Yeah,
you would need someone to come over and feed the fish. If you were gone for 36 hours.
No, you can get a 3 or 7 day feeder.
You can get a fish feeder, an automatic?
No, so it's one of these things you drop into the fish tank, and then the water wears away at it, and it kind of every day will release until it breaks all the way down.
I just shake the flakes once a day.
Yeah, that's if you're home. I'm saying they have these cubes you can drop in there for a vacation.
I never took a fish for a walk at 2 a.m., saying.
Hey, see that commercial? That kid walks around with the fish in the fish
bowl? I've never taken my dogs for a walk at 2 a.m. Not all dogs need the extra level of when I leave for work in the morning. When they were little puppies, I would let them out. But now it's you don't need to. When you're staying there in your bed, see.
When I leave for work, it used to be I would walk. Every morning. Okay, let's go, because it was getting used to me getting up that early. Now, unless my dog comes to the door, he doesn't get a walk in the morning. Lately, he's been walking to the door every morning, but. There'll be times where he's just, laying there. Well, but I will walk him at, 3:45 in the morning before I leave if he follows me to the door.
Hey, I love my dogs. I can't really see myself with any other animal, but somebody do. I want to know if anybody knows this story who's listening right now, because our caller made me think about this, and I remember hearing the rumor when I was in high school, and I don't know if this house is still the same way. And maybe this was just somebody, which would make sense, somebody lying to me. There's a house in Amherst, I want to say on North Forest, somewhere in that area near Maple. I believe it's in that area.
And that stretch between Sheridan and Maple?
No, it would be the other way.
Okay.
On the other side of Maple.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure that's where it was. That had a tree growing. It was enclosed by the house.
Oh.
I mean, it looked like the house, and then there was a garage, and it almost looked like a space in between. There was a tree growing. It came through the roof of the house. It was growing. It looked like in the house that you would pass. And I was told they had a pet monkey. Now, that, as I'm saying this out loud, it sounds ridiculous to be true. But the house did exist. Maybe it still does. I don't know if anybody who's out there listening knows the story. Jim's nodding his head.
I'm on North Forest all the time.
Over by Williamsville North.
Yeah. I don't know if it was North Forest. I'm just that's the general area I remember this house being.
Is that Dodge?
It was probably on Dodge.
They
yes.
took the tree down. And there was a hole in the middle.
Because the monkey passed away?
The monkey must have passed away, but the tree went through the house. It was
so
amazing.
So was it well known that there was a monkey living in this house?
Yeah.
I don't know about the monkey part. Yeah. But Jim can tell me. I'm not making stuff up. There was the house there with the tree growing in the middle of it.
But it's not there anymore.
Why would you rip that? Yeah,
it was an ash tree.
Why would you have a tree in the in your house in the first place?
Seems to be very difficult to remove.
Somebody told me one time, and I have no idea how valid this person is, that it was because there was a monkey living in the house. If anyone has any information on that, let me know. 803-0930. We're talking about your unique animals because it is the Radiothon to benefit the SPCA serving Erie County. Call 873-SPCA, make a holiday gift, or become an angel for the animals. Go to yourspca.org or WBEN.com. You just follow the links. It's very easy, right? Help out an organization that has helped out so many people, right? And so many animals. But people, too. You think of the SPCA helping out animals. They're helping people as they're helping the animals. And now they need your support. And today's a great day to do it. In the next half hour, in the time we're on the air here, Dave and Adams matching your gift dollar for dollar.
So
your dollar goes further. I'm getting the response. People know exactly the house I was talking about. Someone says it was on Dodge and Casey. That sounds about right to me. The tree was removed in the last several years. I'm hearing no monkey. I need to hear more.
Okay.
Let me know.
You want to confirm if this house had a pet monkey or not?
At least I know the house existed. 803-0930, BMAZ and Beamer on WBEN. All right, Brian Mazurowski, Joe Beamer here on WBEN. First we'll begin. It is the SPCA Radiothon, and you can be an angel for the animals. YourSPCA.org, WBEN.com. Those are the places to be to go and make your donation and help out the people who help out Western New York. Vet services, they do outreach activities. They do so much over at the SPCA, and we're hoping to help them out today. So the Radiothon continues. Your dollar matched by Dave and Adams. Thank you for the gift between now and the end of our show. Joe, I was talking about this house that I remember in Amherst. Now here's the thing. Here's the problem with me saying this out loud. At the bare minimum, I at least know that I'm not making something up in my head. I did used to periodically drive by a house that had a tree growing in the middle
of it. That part we've confirmed is true.
That is true. Now, I remember bringing this up to somebody. I think this was all the way back in high school. And I remember saying, hey, there's a house with a tree in it, you know? And then I remember somebody saying, yeah, they have a tree. They have a monkey.
The tree is for the monkey.
Which seems ridiculous because I remember the tree being a pretty big tree. It would have been older than any monkey by many hundreds of years.
Right.
But it made sense to me at the time. I was like, you got to be kidding me. I never vetted it. I don't know if there was a way to vet it when I was 16 years old, but that's the story that I went by. Now, I at least know that there's this house there, Dodge and Casey, right next to Will North High School, is what I'm thinking of. And yes, multiple people, including Jimmy, say that I'm not making it up, that there was a house like that there. The monkey part, I don't think I'll ever get to the bottom of it because I can't tell when people are being facetious or not.
No, you know what probably did happen is that tree has been in that house for a while. There might have been, in the history of that house, a pet monkey in that house. And that story passed down decades and decades to where it seems like something recent, but maybe when the house was built around a tree, the people that lived there had a pet monkey.
That could be true. I think it could just be a rumor that spread and it became one of these things that everyone says, okay, we know the house, it's the pet monkey house. And they kind of go with the story, whether it's true or not, because the text boards is all over the place. Quite a few people said, no, there was not a monkey in that house. But then somebody else saying, yes, oh, yeah, I live over there. There was a pet monkey. My kids once talked to the owner, which, like, you got the secondhand information secondhand. And somebody else calling it a suburban legend. Saw the tree in the house many times, but never was inside. And then somebody else saying, there was a monkey, I know, because I used to watch it riding a unicorn. Okay, yes,
yeah,
I get it.
Yeah. You deserve that.
Tony, all right, Tony, did they have a monkey or no?
They definitely had a monkey, and they had, a golden retriever or something like that, because I used to live on Hopkins, and he would walk the dog and the monkey on the boardwalk down Hopkins Road, and the monkey would come off the dog and sometimes, like, run along the railing.
Okay. You're losing me, Tony. It's definitely an urban legend. It's reached that local Western New York folklore part of it. I think in that area. Now, I didn't go to school in that area. Like, I didn't live there, so I don't know how far this story might have spread.
Right.
I wonder in that area if you grew up there, if everyone had a story about the treehouse. That's what I would call it. We would drive. I'm trying to think of why I would even be driving. Not that often. But, like, enough where I saw it multiple times in...
Your travels took you to Dodge and Casey?
Like, somebody lived near there or something, and I'd drive by the monkey house,
The tree house, we know. The pet monkey is a legend. Now, I know of someone who, way back in the day, we're talking 40s, 50s, my buddy's father had his mother had a pet alligator. And he swears to me the story's true. He's not making it up. This was in the in like 35-40, his mom had a pet alligator.
Now, that might be true because you can have a pet alligator without having a pet alligator, if you know what I mean. Because alligator eggs were like the cereal surprise in, I remember, a few cereal boxes when I was a kid.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like, you can have a quote-unquote pet alligator, like one of these little things that isn't really, like, it's probably like the sea people or the sea horses or whatever those things are that people have as pets. And I think that's kind of the same thing.
Well, someone did try to have a pet alligator and they ended up in the Clarence Park.
Well, there's reptile people out there.
I don't get reptiles.
I don't understand it either.
Snakes, I know people are going to get mad. I've done multiple shows on, you know, pet snakes. I don't understand how you can have something. I don't care if everything is removed. This is something that if you ran into it in the wild, would kill you. You know what I mean? And people, they walk around with it on their shoulders. They let it slither through their house. I don't get it, Brian. I can't. You know, I understand people having pet cats. You know, I've got my things with pet, but I understand people having pet cats. Snakes, turtles, lizards, geckos. No, thank you. I'm sorry. And I know you're probably going to say, well, Joe, you know, fish. Come on. Reptiles, I just don't. I'm sorry. Pet frog.
It literally sends a chill down my spine thinking about a snake slithering around your house.
Now, I am very cheap. You know this, right? I'm a very cheap person. But if I was out of town visiting a friend and I went to my friend's house, you know, and they say, hey, you can spend a night or two here. That's fine. You know, and they had a pet snake, I would, regardless of my cheapness, say, thank you. You know, I'll be over later. And I would go stay in a hotel. I could not sleep in a house where there was a snake present.
I'm right there with you. I think a lizard would be as far as I go.
Yeah.
Sea monkeys is what I was thinking of. The two people just texted in. Sea monkeys. I remember that. Maybe the house had sea monkeys. And that's what everyone's talking about. Jim in Tonawanda. Tell me otherwise. Is this suburban legend, okay, Jim?
It is absolutely not. It's my ex-in-law's house.
Come on.
Okay.
I am telling you the truth, guys.
So all right.
The monkey's name was Emily. And last I heard, she was at the Buffalo Zoo.
Now we're going to have to make a call to the zoo.
So was she taken away?
I don't know if she's still there, but I'm telling you the truth. This was my ex-sister-in-law. She came into a little money and decided she was going to buy a monkey.
Did the monkey come before the house? Did the house, do you know how that thing happened?
The tree and everything was there long before the monkey.
Now, did the zoo take the monkey because it's illegal to have a pet monkey in New York? Well, how did it end up at the zoo?
Yeah, you know what? I don't know about the legalities of it, but what I'll tell you is that she just couldn't take care of the monkey because the thing was just insane.
Yeah, I would imagine.
Swinging from the trees inside the house.
It was attacking her, pulling her hair out, like on a daily basis.
Wow.
And the guy that called earlier said that used to walk the dog. There was the dog. It wasn't a golden retriever. It was kind of like a shepherd mix. His name was Sebastian. And the monkey used to ride the dog.
Jim, thanks for the call. I have a hard time separating fact and fiction. I'm going to choose to believe Jim. If people are texting in who said there was no monkey at the house,
wouldn't the zoo know?
There wouldn't have always been a monkey. You could know the house without a monkey, and there could have been at one point. I'm going to choose to. We need to, you know, hook everyone up to a polygraph on this suburban legend story.
We need to talk to the zoo.
I should have got a year out of Jim when that happened.
If the monkey is at the zoo.
We don't know if it's still at the zoo.
But if it ever was, there's someone who's been at the zoo for the last
got a record.
Couple
they signed
decades.
In on the logbook. They checked in.
I think they know everything that every animal.
Got their credit card info.
I think they know every animal that passes through the zoo. I'm very curious of knowing now. Like now, I've never even heard this. I know the house you're speaking of now that I've looked it up on Google Maps. But I've never.
Does it? Do you see tree and no tree in there?
Well, the latest picture on that street's from 2018. So
was there a tree?
It looks like in 2018 there was.
What about right now?
It doesn't go. They didn't take a car down that street lately.
Oh,
yeah,
that's too bad.
You can only go from 2007 to 2018 on that street.
Yeah. I will choose. I've heard it now. This is the story I've been sticking with for like 25 years. And now I've heard it from a few people are backing me up that there was a monkey in that house and they had a tree inside the house. On the weird pets, tarantulas. Someone saying, what do you think? What is a stranger pet, in your opinion, for somebody to have? The large, hairy spider or the snake?
I can't imagine having either.
But one or the other.
Which one's worse?
You have to take in one and adopt it.
Has the venom been taken out of both?
Sure.
Oh, my gosh. I would just never sleep again. I could not sleep knowing either of those are in the house.
Sleep.
I couldn't go to sleep.
You take them both and just give up sleeping.
Yeah, I couldn't. I could not do it.
You take them both and move. I'll continue to pay the rent, and you guys can have your run of the place. I'll catch you again in a while. I don't like the tarantula thing either. That weirds me out just almost as much as the snake. I can handle the tarantula. I agree with you, Joe. I'm not staying over at someone's house who has the snake. Mm-mm. I could see myself staying over at someone's house who has the big hairy spider because I'm presuming that it's in its own cage away from me wherever I am, right? That's what I'm presuming.
I have to say one thing. That's not the right house. I had a different house on the map. I thought that tree was in it. No, it's not. I'm sorry. I do not know the house you're talking about.
It should be obvious. It's the one with the tree in it.
Yeah. I'll need someone to show me. The tree's not in the house in this picture. I'm sorry.
I do love the tree. I always thought about, like, what does it look like inside the room with the tree? Is it just enclosed, or is it actually part of the house? Does it have a floor?
I'm guessing that, I mean, I wouldn't know, and I don't see it. I'm guessing it grows up through the tree, and that's all blocked off, right? Like, you'd have to go in a separate room to access the tree room. The tree,
I think so.
The tree bark is not in the same... You're not sitting at the TV by the fire.
But you could be.
The tree.
You could be. I don't know how it works. So someone on a tarantula saying that their daughter had a tarantula and they didn't know that it sheds its skin. I wouldn't know that either. Oh. They woke up one day, saw a whole other tarantula, and they thought it had a baby. It was just the shedding of the skin.
Oh my God.
No thank you. I had fish, I remember one time, two goldfish. I guess you're not supposed to do this. They shared a tank.
Yeah.
Didn't like each other. The one fish passed away. The other fish had a million baby goldfish. I think it was a million. Ate them all and then exploded. And that was the last time I had goldfish, Joe. It was kind of a traumatic experience for a youngster.
I like goldfish, but my favorite fish to have were when we had tropical fish growing up, and that was fun. But that is you talk about a hassle.
But that's a thing. That's not like a little fish tank.
No.
You win it at the fair.
This
that's
is
big.
You got to heat the water. You've got to And I'll tell you. I loved every fish in there, except for those algae eaters that cling to the side of the tank. Those freaked me out. I got freaked out when I saw that in the tank. I go, what is this? My dad says it's to keep the tank clean. But it looks like a mini little snake. That is scary.
My wife claims that she had a goldfish so long it turned white.
I think that is possible.
Is that what happens?
Yeah, I think that's a thing.
I believe her. I mean, why would she lie about that? Someone's saying scorpions, 11 different varieties. And saying you cannot remove the venom glands from tarantula. I didn't know that. I'll take your word for it. Scorpions as a pet. Any insect as a pet. No, thank you.
No. Insect, reptile, rodents. I don't get... And I had a pet hamster for like a year, and it was an awful decision. Talk about not being able to sleep. That thing's crawling around at night. The cage stinks because my parents said, if we buy you a pet hamster, you have to take care of it. Well, I think you know where that went. We ended up selling it because I didn't clean... I cleaned the cage out like once a month.
I would not be a rodent person. Any type of rodent. Mouse, rat, you name it. Any chinchilla. No, thank you. Any of that. Anthony, all right, so you know the treehouse.
I do.
What was the treehouse set up like inside? Do you know?
I do not, but I worked over in that area for many, many years. There was a breezeway. The garage was on the west side of the house. There was a breezeway built in between the garage and the house, and they enclosed the tree.
Okay, now, that's what I'm picturing in my head, too.
Yes. So the breezeway was built around the tree.
Okay, so
the tree, honestly, it had to be 70 or 80 feet tall. It was huge.
It was a big tree, and I can see that now. It may be like a detached garage, and they just basically enclosed around the tree.
They did. Exactly.
All right.
Now, ironic that you guys were talking about snakes and cats. When I first got married, I had a snake.
Oof.
And I lost it for 2 weeks.
Oh, come on.
And ironically, the cat found it in the basement.
Was there like a standoff? I don't know if snakes and cats get along here.
No, but that's how we found it. It was missing for 2 weeks. The cat finally found it in the basement.
What's it like sleeping when you know there's a snake slithering around somewhere in your house?
Kind of weird, but it was not poisonous. Most snakes that people have are not poisonous.
Yeah, they just constrict your entire body, right?
Well, it was a small king snake. It was only about 3 feet long. So, anyway, gentlemen, have a nice day.
You too. Thank you for the call. Thanks for listening. There you go. the snake. The lost snake is the part of owning a snake, Joe, that I'd be most concerned about, because apparently that happens all the time.
And they can live for so long on their own. You know what I mean? Like, they don't, you know, because don't snakes only eat like once a year or something?
It's a little more than once a year, but yes. I think if you have a snake, you really only have to, I think, like, you feed it like a mouse a month, depending on the snake.
Yeah, and it breaks it down. Then you see the mouse. Aren't snakes that you can see their food when they first swallow it?
Well, yeah, it's just in the snake. No, thank you. It's not for me.
I have found the treehouse.
Okay.
Yes, the tree is clearly removed in this most recent picture.
And on Google Street View, you can go back and see previous images.
Yes, you can go all the way back to 07.
And 2011, the tree was there.
Yep.
So they removed the tree.
Yeah.
I can imagine having a tree, even if it's not enclosed, that close to your house, you'd probably want it removed.
Well, they have several trees close to their house.
Yeah. Leaf pickup must have been insane.
And this is the intersection of Casey and Dodge.
Yes.
Imagine the gutter cleanup.
Oh,
when
you
got a tree growing out of your roof.
You've got three trees on the going into the same side of the house. I mean, you know, you talk about needing a leaf guard.
Well, at least I know I'm not crazy about the treehouse, but I'll leave it.
I believe Jim.
I think 70% now I believe they had a monkey.
That would be a crazy story for Jim to put together in just a few minutes.
That is one of my favorite urban suburban legends.
But it's not.
The tree. But it kind of is. It's like a rumor that spreads all of a sudden. Like me, who has no connection other than driving past the house a couple times, suddenly knows they have a monkey without even living in the neighborhood. I mean, and word spreads through like second, third, fourth hand. That all of a sudden you're in urban legend territory.
Yeah.
And it can be true or it could be not.
By the way,
based in reality.
The tree was down last year. The tree was down in 2019. The last time that you can see a picture of the tree is 2011, just to continue on what Jimmy said.
All right, treehouse exists.
There were no pictures taken for 8 years of the house. So,
well, I'm glad we got to the bottom of that somewhat.
Oh,
and you can, by the way, help out. We were talking about animals today because it is the SPCA Radiothon. Still a few minutes if you want your gift matched by Dave and Adams. Call 873-SPCA right now to make your gift, or go to yourspca.org or WBEN.com. You'll find the link to donate, become an angel for the animals, make a one-time donation. The SPCA counts on your help.
And we'll be going to the SPCA with David Bellavia starting at 10. He has a guest live from the SPCA, so the radiothon continues. No need to change that dial as any day. David Bellavia is next after the news here on News Radio 930 WBEN. We will see you tomorrow at 9 o'clock.